Hey, listen, when I was growing up, I grew up on a farm. My dad was a very hard worker. We had a farm. He stuccoed and plastered houses, plus the farm, some other stuff that went on. And in the winter, when I got a little older, we actually got a TV. So some of you who are younger than I am, I'm 62, you're younger than I am. You don't have any idea what that's like to have not have a TV, but hey, we were there and we had a TV, and my mom would watch it at night in the winter. My dad would come in, sit in his chair, recline back a little bit, and the next thing you knew, that my dad was over there snoring, making these wild noises. They were zoo noises. It was crazy. I'm looking at dad going, "What in the world? The TV show's on. Pay attention." And then mom would say, Jess, you're asleep. You need to go to bed." And so dad would get up and he'd waddle into bed, and if it was 8 o'clock, he was going to bed. He was done. And I thought, well, who in their right mind would do that? So the other night, I had had a full day. I came home, and a lot of times Ron and I, we love to watch the building shows. So we were watching Laurel, Mississippi, and Ben and all that whole show. And the next thing I know, Ron is tapping me on the shoulder saying, Phil, wake up, wake up." I had fallen, she said, "Dead asleep." In the middle of that, and I was like going, "Oh my word, I'm just like my dad. I can't believe this." So I know that all of us get weary and all of us get tired, and there are things that drive us nuts, and there are people, if we were really honest, they drive us nuts. And sometimes we won't tell Scott we said this, but sometimes our bosses drive us nuts, and no amens. But we all have this challenge, this tension that lies within us. And I'm intrigued with Isaiah 40, 31, because Isaiah reminds us that when we're weary, he compares this and adds this into this eagle concept and this idea, this eagle, and that we can be restored and renewed. And so what I did was for today, I thought, it's easy to get tired, and it's easy not to really admit that we're tired. We're a little weary of what's going on. We've been pushed. We've got stuff going on in the family. So I just want to talk a little bit about eagles. Okay. And so there's a guy by the name of Dennis Legay who, a while back, kind of addressed this issue of eagles. You've probably done some studies. I've done some other studies on eagles, but this one kind of is a concise process in it. And I wanted to share a little bit with you on these six things and let's throw some additional thoughts in there. Okay. So if you love to take notes, you can take notes. If you don't want to take notes, I get it. I don't blame you at all. All right. Eagles fly alone and at high altitudes. They don't fly with sparrows, ravens, or small birds. Okay. So he says to us that that meaning is stay away from narrow-minded people who bring you down. And eagles fly with eagles, good company only. Good company only. I just finished a book yesterday, and some of you have read it, about creating habits. And he reminded us, Dr. Clear reminded us again, that if you put yourself around people who are not of your level, who are gonna not think like you think, not act like you act, or whatever. They have a tendency to pull you down, and what you want to be is you want to be around people who are going to pull you up. So the idea is always working at being around people who are better than you are, smarter than you are, more efficient than you are, because they will make you better. I don't know how many of you have ever played ping pong before or not, but the same thing goes with tennis and some other games. If you play ping pong with somebody that you can always beat, you will never get better. But if you play ping pong with somebody that beats you every once in a while, guess what? You will get better. And Dr. Clear made this emphasis as he closed the book down when I finished it yesterday. He said, "The challenge to us is to know who to play. So you don't play somebody that you beat all the time. You play somebody that you can beat sometimes, but you probably shouldn't play somebody that absolutely annihilates you every time, because you will quit playing the game of ping pong. So make sure you bring somebody around you that challenges you, that leads you, that encourages you, that pushes you to the next level." Okay. Number two, Eagles have an accurate vision. They have the ability to focus on something as far as now he talked about 5 kilometers. I did some figuring, and it's 3.1 miles. So no matter the obstacle, the eagle will not move its focus from the prey until he grabs it. Meaning, have a vision, remain focused. No matter what the obstacles, you will succeed. So I cannot tell you how important this next statement I'm going to say to you is, okay? Don't let negative people get you off track. Don't let negative people get you off track. I play basketball with a bunch of 30-year-olds, so 3 times a week. This morning we were playing. One of the guys that I have been able to lead to the Lord out of this group pulled me aside before we started, and we were talking about his family. He is divorced. He made some terrible mistakes, and he's trying to fix all of that. And his whole, as he was talking, I said, listen, listen to me. Listen to me. Don't think those terms. I want you to start thinking. And I went into this little teaching time with him. And I would say to all of us, no matter the circumstance you're in, don't let people pull you down or distract your thinking from where you need to go. Don't let negative people get you off track. Number three, eagles do not eat dead things. Now, for some of you, that's really a gross thought, okay? They feed only on fresh prey, meaning do not rely on your past successes. Keep looking to new frontiers. Leave your past where it belongs, in the past. I would say to you this morning, to all of us, your past does not have to dictate your future. Now, in case you're wondering, that'll preach, okay? And if you make that statement to a recovery group or to a CR group, they will shout you down because they have come to the place in their lives, they really believe that. They believe that their past does not have to dictate their future. They have a new hope that they have found in Christ. The drugs, the alcohol, the things of the past do not have to dictate them and control them. And so they really believe that your past does not have to dictate your future. Yesterday's glory may have faded, and if it does, you need a fresh anointing for a new day. Okay? One author said it this way: yesterday's fire will not meet, I'm sorry, yesterday's fire will not glow all the way until tomorrow. You'll need a fresh fire for today. Isn't that good? So, and all of us, freshness, newness, new challenges. Number four, eagles love the storm. I think this is crazy because here I prepared this a while back. And so, lo and behold, we have this storm that hits us here in Carthage. But eagles love the storm. When clouds gather, the eagles get excited. The eagles use the storm to all the wind to lift itself higher. Once it finds the wind of the storm or the strength of the storm, the eagles use the raging storm to lift itself above the clouds. This gives the eagle an opportunity to glide and to rest its wings. In the meantime, all the other birds hide in the branches and leaves of the trees, meaning, he says, face your challenges head on. I cannot tell you how many times I've come into the office and I've thought of a terrible situation that I was facing, and I started to put it off because I didn't want to face it. And finally, quite a while back, I was reading some materials, and the author was talking about, if you can limit those distractions, how would you do that? Well, the obvious answer is deal with them first. So I've learned to deal with the hard things first. That frees me up in my thinking and my work the rest of the day. So I face what I don't want to face. Okay, I deal with those situations I don't want to deal with, but when I do that, that changes the way I think the rest of the day. All right, and so I would encourage you, if you have things going on in your life and you have a tendency to put them off, I would challenge you to work at facing them as soon as you possibly can. Number five, eagles prepare for training. They remove the feathers and soft grass in the nest so the young ones get uncomfortable in preparation to flying and eventually fly when it becomes unbearable to stay in the nest. The meaning, leave your comfort zone. There is no growth there. Don't be afraid to do new things. And as I have been told this morning by Susan, all of you are doing some new things right now. I think for me, I would have a little bit of nervousness about, okay, so we're not going to the office, we're going to work. And when I, fact is, when I got this position, a lot of the DSs weren't in our area, were not going to their offices. And so they were all telling us stories. And my wife leaned over into my ear and whispered, she said, "You can't do that. That's not who you are. You're going to have to go to the office." So if I were in your situation, I would be a little bit angst about, oh man, at home, not in the office, I would really have to reorient myself to the right things and rotate how I would think and all of that would be involved. So they prepare for training and all of that. One of the things I'm telling my some of my old small churches is, if it's not working, would you please stop it? Okay. I actually have a story that I talk about a dead horse. And I say, some of you are riding dead horses and you are getting nowhere. It is time for you to get off, bury the horse, and find something new. So for us, I'm pushing really hard this idea of what is your mission in the church, and everything that you do has to line up with that mission. And I know that you guys have a mission for NBC, and I know that what you're doing has to line up with that. I know Scott well enough to know that he's pushing and he's driving, and then honestly, he's probably modeling that for all of you. So I want to encourage you and tell you thank you for all of that. And then I would finally tell you, in this area, I would just say, if you have not done the strengths test, I would encourage you to do the strengths test. Okay. There's the five areas that you rely heavily on. And there are some areas that you're not good at. Okay. And if you don't know what they are, just ask somebody, they'll tell you. Okay. Cause everybody else around you knows your weaknesses. So we were sitting in board meetings and I had a guy that kept saying, "Well, what about this? And if we did this, did you check on that?" And he was driving me absolutely nuts in board meetings. So I had Dr. Sondra Cave come and work with our church board, and we did a test analysis. And I literally took all of my board members and I put all of their strengths in front of me. And I sat there, and in that board meeting, he started going off on, "Well, have you dotted the I's and have you crossed the T's? And what about those L's over there? And what are we going to do?" And instead of me wanting to go over and choke him, I looked down at my sheet and I went, "Number one, strategic thinker." I said, "That's why I want to kill you. It's because my strategic is not at the top. It's at the bottom." But his was at the top. And so I learned to use his strength in the board meeting. So I sent the agenda to him the week before it came out. And I said, "Dan, would you please look at this agenda? What needs to be done before we step into the board meeting?" Can you imagine how wonderful the board meetings went after that little episode? He would cross all the T's, dot all the I's. He would ask all the questions. And we would be done in just a short time and much, much, much better. Much more was accomplished in all that. Okay, number six. When the eagles grow old, its feathers become weak and they cannot take it as fast as it should. I was really intrigued with this one and have done a lot of thinking about this issue. Is as the eagles got older, they would fly off for more time away to let the new things happen. And here's what I think. I think young eagles did a lot of flying that they didn't need to do. And I think older eagles flew less with much more purpose. And so it doesn't matter your age today. If you're up past 50, okay, you are as valuable as those who are under 50, all right? Your wisdom and your grace and your understanding will make a difference in NBC and in your students. And I'm telling you, students today need your wisdom and need your grace and need your understanding and need your direction. Don't back away from sharing what God has gifted you with. Many of you are in a position and you literally have the opportunity to change eternity. And I hope that you'll take full advantage of doing that in the days ahead. In order to do that, in order to be this renewing of your life, I think you're going to have to be in the Word daily. I think you're going to have to read or listen to new stuff. And I think you'll have to write out your dreams and your goals. Even if you're 50 plus, I think you need to have dreams and goals in your own life. I'm always amazed that when we write something out and when I begin to journal it and I put it on my paper, how that changes my directions that I'm going. So for you, have a dream and don't be afraid to fly at a high altitude. We live in a world full of people who will and have settled for mediocrity. What we need is a group of people who will fly high and fly hard and fly long and live above any storm that might come their way. What we need is a group of people who will not settle for just mediocrity, but will live and drive and be driven for success, not in the eyes of the world, but in the eyes of the King. So I don't know about you, but I hope you're ready to fly today. And may you fly high and strong in the days and years ahead. And may people see you as an eagle that has been restored by the King, even when you're weary.